The 24th day of the blessed month of Bauna, the martyrdom of the great saint Anba Moses the Black. On this day, Saint Moses the Black, whose life story is remarkable, was martyred. This saint took the kingdom of heaven by force, exactly as our Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, "The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." In his early life, Saint Moses was a slave to people who worshipped the sun in the sky. Moses was a mighty man who loved to eat and drink excessively. He killed, robbed, and committed all evil. No one could stand up before him or challenge him. On many occasions, he lifted up his eyes to look at the sun and to talk to it, saying, "O sun in the sky, if you are God, let me know it." And then he said, "And you, O God, whom I do not know, let me know you." One day he heard someone saying to him, "The monks of Wadi El Natroon know the real God. Go to them and they will tell you." Instantly he rose up and put on his sword and went to the wilderness of Shahit. There he met Saint Isidorus the priest, who was frightened when he saw him because of his appearance. Saint Moses comforted him by saying that he came to the monks so that they might let him know the real God. Saint Isidorus took him to Saint Macarius the Great, who preached to him, taught him the faith, and baptized him. He accepted Saint Moses as a monk and taught him to live in the wilderness. Saint Moses dashed in many worships and fought a spiritual fight which is greater than that fought by many saints. However, the devil fought with him intensively with his old habits of excessive eating and drinking and fornication. He informed Saint Isidorus about everything which came upon him in his fight with the devil. Saint Isidorus comforted Moses and taught him how to overcome the snares of the devil. It was said about Moses that when the elders of the monastery slept, he used to go around to their cells and take their water pots and fill them with water, which he brought from a well at a far distance from the monastery. After many years in spiritual struggle, the devil envied him and struck him with a sore on his foot, which made him sick and bedridden. When he knew that this was from the devil, Moses increased in his asceticism and worship until his body became as a burnt wood. God looked to his patience and healed his illness and removed all his pains, and the blessing of the Lord came upon him. After a while, he became a spiritual father and guide of over 500 brothers, who elected him to be ordained a priest. When he came before the patriarch to be ordained, the patriarch wanted to test Moses by asking the elders in front of him, "Who brought this miserable one here? Cast him out. He is not worthy." Moses obeyed and left, saying to himself, "It is good that they have done this to me, for I am not worthy." The patriarch, however, called him back and ordained him a priest and said to him, "Moses, your soul is shining." One day, Moses went with some elders to Saint Macarius the Great, who said to them, "I see among you one to whom belongs the crown of martyrdom." Saint Moses answered him, "Probably it is me, for it is written, 'For all that they take with the sword shall perish with the sword.'" He was quoting Matthew chapter 26, verse 25. After they returned to the monastery, it did not take long until the barbarians attacked the monastery. Moses told the others, "Whoever wants to escape, let him escape." And the others asked him, "And you, O Father, why do you not also escape?" Moses replied that he had waited for this day for a long time. The barbarians entered the monastery and killed him with 7 other brothers. One of the brethren was hiding and saw the angel of the Lord with a crown in his hand standing by and waiting for him. He went out of his hiding place to the barbarians, and he also was martyred. Beloved ones, contemplate the power of repentance and what it did. It transformed this infidel slave who was a murderer, adulterer, and robber into a great father, teacher, comforter, and priest who wrote rules for the monks and the saint whose name is mentioned on the altar in our prayers. His body is now located in the monastery of El Baramus. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.